Maybe your romantic relationship is solid. You can't imagine life without your sweetheart. You want to build a future together, grow old together. You want to be married. So you pop the question, book a hall. Simple, right? Not if it's not legal for you to be married. After nearly 3 decades together, Brian Kaufman and Martin Swinger recently got hitched. On the first day gay marriage became legal in the state of Maine. And Strange Champs asked them all about it.
Congratulations on your wedding. I hear that you have a great proposal story.
Well, yeah.
Thank you. It was more interesting than I expected it would be.
How did it happen?
Once we realized that we even could get married, Brian started saying, wait a minute, aren't we supposed to get engaged first? How do you do that? Neither of us ever even expected to get married in the first place. So
were you like, which one of us should kneel?
A little bit, but Brian kind of took that one on.
Well, I thought if we were going to get married, if we were going to do it and do it the first day that it was possible to in the state of Maine, that we should have some kind of good proposal story to tell, some kind of romantic setting or an exotic experience. So I started thinking about what might be a good way to do that. And I came up with a good scheme, and I didn't tell Martin the details about it.
It all started with a restaurant that I work in a small town in Maine. The town has a Christmas parade every year. It's sort of a joke that it's the shortest Christmas parade because the town is only 5 blocks long. So the restaurant I work at always participates. And so we were brainstorming what to do and decided that we would just decorate the truck and basically ride in the back of the truck. But the waitresses wanted to wear some kind of costume. So they talked about dressing as superheroes. Brian took that superhero seriously, and what he came up with was...
Well, sure. When I get an invitation that says, put on your party dress and come to a party, I take it seriously, even if it means I might be the only one wearing a dress at the party. And I thought, I'll be Captain Pretzel, because long ago we found this wonderful 3.5-foot-wide styrofoam pretzel that someone had crazily discarded in the trash. And I thought, I'll just put on my Christmas cape and a nice festive little hat that I found in Chinatown once and carry my pretzel. And Martin also put his Christmas cape on. And the Christmas capes basically were 70% off Christmas tree skirts that we found at TJ Maxx a few years ago. But we thought, gosh, this looks pretty darn festive.
I'm trying to imagine what kind of proposal is going to come out of this.
Well, the Christmas parade ironically happened to be scheduled for the first night of Hanukkah this year. And the candle lighting represents illumination, enlightenment, and intelligence, and freedom in the world. And I thought, what better night to propose in the Hollowell Christmas Parade? So I ended up being one of the riders in the back of the owner's pickup truck, and we were all kind of precariously perched in the back. Martin was walking behind the truck, and I was waiting for the right moment to actually propose to him.
So you were going to propose in public in the middle of town from the top of a float in the parade?
I thought that would make a good proposal story. Well, Martin kept saying, don't you dare propose at work. I'm working at the restaurant tonight. Don't you dare interrupt me. Okay.
So why not in front of the entire town?
Well, yeah. That was less stressful, frankly.
Yeah. So
what did you do?
Well, I realized that all of a sudden we were nearing the end of the very, very short parade route. And that if I didn't propose immediately, there would be no opportunity. So just before the truck made a turn to go up a steep hill, I said, Martin, on this first night of Hanukkah, in the spirit of the freedom from oppression, will you marry me? And just at that point, the driver turned the truck up the hill. The truck popped a gear. We all kind of got thrown in the back of the truck. My arms flung open, and my enormous pretzel flew out of my hand and kind of sailed right at Martin. And he dove for it. And I didn't hear if he responded or not.
So meanwhile, because I was not on the truck, I grabbed the pretzel and was running back the four blocks to meet everybody, the whole time laughing at, well, here's my engagement ring. It's a big styrofoam pretzel. I don't think either of us expected that to be the situation, but Providence stepped right up, and so my engagement ring is a styrofoam pretzel.
Well, after a proposal like that, I really want to know what the wedding was like. Did you have a did you have a big public wedding?
Yes and no. Growing up gay, we are confronted with all the rules that we're supposed to follow, that couples are supposed to follow, and yet at the same time we're excluded from being allowed to follow those things. So pretty early on, growing up gay, we sort of realized that we get to make our own rules. So when it came to the idea of having a wedding, we really felt like, you know what, we're going to do this our way. So what I did, since I work at the restaurant, I know that Saturday afternoons tend to be a lull. And so what we decided was on December 29th, the very first day that we could actually apply for the license, that we just put the word out to friends saying, if you'd like to attend our wedding, meet us at the bar at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Especially because the owner of the restaurant had also been a staunch supporter of civil rights and equal rights. We thought it would be fun to include her and the staff. Everyone in town really was so supportive. We thought, why not let them share in this wacky, crazy moment that we never thought was going to happen in our lifetimes?
I'm curious, when you were making your vows to each other, and you know, there's that moment at the very culmination of the vows when the officiant says, I now pronounce you. Did they say man and husband?
I think we were husband and husband.
I think she said husband and husband. I mean, you know, after 27 years, we know each other pretty well. Somebody said, are you going to do your own vows? We both said, nope, we're going to sing a song. And we've got a favorite song from a production called Whoop-Dee-Doo, and the song was called I'm Stuck on You. We both knew that that's what we needed to do for our wedding. So we sing this crazy song, I'm stuck on you like lint to a sweater, like stamps to a mushy old love letter, baby, I'm stuck on you. And it was just, we knew that's what we had to do.
So I have to ask, you guys have been together for 27 years, so there's no doubt about your commitment to each other. Why was a legal marriage important to you?
Well, at first, it wasn't. At first, I was thinking, you know, marriage has really not been the model institution. There are so many problems with it. So many people are unhappy. We thought we should wait for something better to come along. But when this happened, when we did win the right to be able to be married, I started hearing, oh, yes, my best friend and his husband, or my neighbor and her wife. When I started to hear people say things like that, I thought, this is amazing. This is crazy. 10 years ago, who would have thought that you'd hear sentences like this? For all the years that Martin and I have worked on civil rights, on advancing equality, as long as there would be the opportunity afforded by the legislature, by the voters, by our neighbors, by people who really believe that we should have the right, I thought, you know, we're already practically married. Why not just kind of do it?
And another thing is, all through our relationship, we've never had a word for each other. I refer to Brian as my partner. And that means so many different things to so many people, and it's often been confused. And the only way to be specific and honest, husband is really the word that says everything that anybody needs to know to understand what our relationship is.
Well, Brian and Martin, we wish you a long and happy marriage.
Thank you very much. We've got a lot more celebrating to do.
That's Brian Kaufman and Martin Swinger talking with Anne Strangechamps. In case you're curious, Brian's a psychology professor. Martin's a singer and songwriter. Here's one of his songs for Brian.
He's telling me, you take one step, I'll take two. Isn't it strange what two people do when they try? Holding on, you and I, holding on.
I'm Jim Fleming. It's To the Best of Our Knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International.